of Spinoza. Not the God that you pray to, not the God that smites the Philistines, but another kind of God, the lawgiver, a kind of God that makes this gorgeous universe possible. I think that's the way Einstein would like to have been remembered. Well, I'm afraid that's it for Exploration. Once again, this is Dr. Michio Kaku, professor of theoretical physics at City College and the Graduate Center of the City University of New York. And our special guest today was John Brinster, talking about God, spirituality, Einstein. What does physics say anything about this great universe of ours? According to Newton, Galileo, Einstein, and now Stephen Hawking. So once again, if you want a copy of today's program, call the Pacifica Program Service at 1-800-735-0230. That's 1-800-735-0230 for a copy of today's program. Good day.
You are listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM, K2H2BH Philomath on 104.3 FM, and K220HR Hood River on 91.9 FM.
KBOO's board is recruiting directors. In preparation for our annual board election in September, KBOO's nominating committee will be holding virtual information sessions from now through June. KBOO's board of directors guides the station's strategic plan and represents the interests and visions of all our members. BIPOC persons are especially encouraged to apply. More information and meeting times can be found at kboo.fm/board recruiting. Thank you for considering board work at KBOO.
The month of June is Pride Month, an opportunity to shine a light on the vast heritage of lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer and questioning, intersex, asexual or agender, as well as two-spirit community members. Here at KBOO, we will be celebrating LGBTQIA2S+ heritage on Tuesdays, 7 to 8 p.m., with live panels from our studios, where we will have guests from these communities talk to us about their culture, presence, struggles, and relevance. Tune in to KBOO every Tuesday throughout the month of June and into July, 7 to 8 p.m., and join us in celebrating LGBTQIA2S+ heritage with our special Pride Month live panels. Only on KBOO 90.7 FM, Portland.
Hey, we're Los Lonely Boys, and you're listening to KBOO.
There you go.
Alrighty, KBOO listeners, up next we are once more live in the air room with the Global Sale, hosted by TK Kapura here at KBOO every first Wednesday of the month at 7 p.m. Feel free to go ahead and call in to the studio with your questions, comments, 503-231-8187. Your participation is welcome. Again, that's 503-231-8187. Calls are welcome at any time. TK, take it away.
All right. Thanks, Gary. My name is TK Kapura. I'm your host this evening, and I'm from Zimbabwe, and I happen to have my guest from Zimbabwe, Angela Kamuka. She's going to share her story about the Zimbabwean experience, starting from how she was raised, how she grew up in Zimbabwe, and how she transitioned over to the USA. For those just joining us, I'm your host this evening on the Global Cell. If you just joined us, I want to thank you and I welcome you for joining and listening to us. You're listening to the Global Cell Show on KBOO Portland. Before we dive into our interview, I want to remind you that KBOO is a volunteer-powered community platform. That means we are funded by you, the listener. If you are enjoying the program, please show your support by making a contribution today, or better yet, become a monthly sustaining member. Just go to kboo.fm/give or simply text KBOO to these numbers, 44-321. Angela, would you like to introduce yourself to our audience?
Certainly. Thank you so much for having me. My name is Angela Kamuka, and Kamuka is my married name. My maiden name is Makoni Orozendera. I grew up in Mondoro. Mondoro is in Mashonaland province. And I was raised by mom and dad and the whole village. As all know that it takes a village to raise a child.
Thank you so much, Angela. We want to save the best for last. So I'm going to lead you in some questions. I'm going to walk you through the process as we go. I want you to tell your whole story without any reservation. I don't want to speak it for you. I will give you the mic so you can speak it all yourself. So before we do that, we just want to warm up the stage by playing our very first song on our selection from Zimbabwe. The song is called Famba So by Simon Chimbetu. It's just to stage warm the process.
Hey!
Yeah, that was the song called Fambaso by Simon Chimbetu, one of the best musicians ever produced in Zimbabwe. The lyrics there are just talking about how beautiful Zimbabwe could be when we walk with those who can guide us. Every nation has people who can guide them in terms of wisdom, like elderly wisdom, like people who know the place, who know how to guide others to walk through the places to avoid danger and stuff like that. So that's the song about how Zimbabwe could be and how it used to be. It used to be a very beautiful country with a lot of stuff that was happening, people sharing, people concerned about the next person. That's how they share the wisdom about taking care of each other. So that was the mentality based on the Ubuntu spirit, where we have to take care of each other, and based on the fact that I am me because of you, we are a community because of persons. You cannot be a person if you are not belonging to a community. For those just joining us, you are listening to the Global Sales Show on KBOO Portland. Before we dive into our interview in detail, I just wanted to let you know that KBOO is a volunteer-powered community platform. That means we are funded by you, the listener. If you're enjoying this program, please show your support by making a contribution today, or better yet, become a monthly sustaining member. Just go to kboo.fm/give or text KBOO to these numbers, 44-321. Tonight I have Angela Kamuka from Zimbabwe. I happen to be from Zimbabwe too, so it's going to be a real conversation as we talk about the stories from Zimbabwe. So before we waste any time, I just wanted to let Angela speak for herself. What was the life like in Zimbabwe as you grew up? Can you share with our audience, please?
The life that we had in Zimbabwe was so beautiful. Mm-hmm. It's we were so content of what we had. Mm-hmm. And the way we grew up is we grew up family oriented. Mm-hmm. And we shared things. So in that respect, I really enjoyed my childhood in Zimbabwe. From a family of six, my father is the one who worked for the family. Mm-hmm. And my mom is the one who actually took care of us and take care of the village. And as we went to school, we would go back to the village to help mom till the lands. Mm-hmm. I was one of those people who, in the first place, I really didn't want to be getting into the fields to till the land. So
why so?
Because I think I just found it to be so hard. Mm-hmm. And but I actually picked the notion that if I wasn't going to go to school, my parents would remain peasants.
Okay.
So I took it to myself that if ever I go to school, mm-hmm. my parents will have the choice to till the land.
Okay. So were those skills for the working in the fields, were they shared, or you'd have to figure it out by yourself?
We were shared. They were shared because we'd actually get up in the morning, early in the morning. Mm-hmm. In the evening, Dad would actually sit us down and give us who is going to be doing what in the morning, mm-hmm. as of duties.
All right.
Yeah.
Wow. So did you have fun eventually doing this process? Did you get used to it? Did you have a chance to show others how to do the same process?
Certainly, because that was the way of life. Mm-hmm. And that is the life that I knew at that present time.
Good.
So, yes, I had to do it. It had to be done.
Great. So what did you learn from those skills, if you can share with our audience? They've never been to Zimbabwe. They want to know, like, what skills do you get besides, okay, working in the fields, making some productivity, but what else you learn from that process?
I learned hard work. Mm-hmm. I learned hard work, that hard work pays.
Right.
If you do not do any hard work, you won't eat.
Right.
So from what we're doing, that is where we actually got our mm-hmm. food. And it taught me resilience. So my dad, as a Zimbabwean, mm-hmm. I can fit in any area of any type of work because of my upbringing.
Great. So did you ever have any time where you would resist, like, instructions, like, okay, I don't want to do this today, I don't feel like doing it? What was that possible in your situation? What would happen if you did not cooperate?
Well, there was no room for that because mm-hmm. discipline prevailed in families. Mm-hmm. Unless if you were sick, yes, you were excused. But just nearly really saying you are not going to be doing this, there was no room for that because we respected our parents.
Mm-hmm. So who actually brought the idea? How did you know, like, okay, I can't say no to my parental orders, or I have to listen to this and do that? How did you end up just doing what, or how did you end up in compliance with the standards that were expected of you?
Well, it was the environment. It wasn't all about me, but it was all about the disciplines of the family.
Mm-hmm.
Because my dad was a disciplinarian, some of that. I mean, whatever is said, and mm-hmm. it has to be followed. So it was not by choice.
Right.
It was a way of living.
Great. So what lessons now, eventually, what lessons, if you look back today, what are the highlights of what you learned?
The highlights of what I learned is, at that point in time, I thought maybe I was growing up in a cruel environment.
Mm-hmm.
But I really, I'm so thankful that what I thought was cruel right now is kind, mm-hmm. because I can fit in any environment.
Good. Survival.
Yes.
That's great. What else did you learn? Well, or what can you share?
Well, the other thing that I can share is just adopting your culture to its entirety,
mm-hmm.
because culture is what makes who we are.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, as I'm in the United States,
mm-hmm.
there are certain times that if I don't open my mouth, people actually think that I'm Black American.
Right.
Until I open my mouth, that's when you have an accent, and I said, yes. Where are you from? I tell them with pride, because I've got a culture that is rich, that actually managed to bring the person who I am right now.
Okay, great. So, great. We'll stop there for now. I'm going to ask you more about that culture, and I'm going to ask you more about how you're sharing your culture with the local community. Before we do that, I want to jump onto our next song. It's called Siyawa Oneka by James Chimombe.
Thank you.
That was a beautiful piece from the late James Chimombe. He used to be one of the best song singers from Zimbabwe. This song is called Siawaoneka. That means be good to those you share spaces with before you say goodbye. Just be good to them, because you never know when you're going to need them as you bounce back. Whatever you're going to travel for, be it like job hunting or anything, don't think you are never going to need the last person you saw or the last person you hang out with, because you're going to still need that person. So don't burn your bridges. That's what he's saying. Just be good to the next person. Be good to the persons, the people who have helped you before. For those just joining us, this is, my name is TK Kapra, your host tonight on the Global Sales Show. I just wanted to thank you for listening in and for supporting us on our program. You're listening to the Global Sales Show on KBOO Portland, and I just wanted to let you know that if you're enjoying the program, please show your support by making a contribution today, or better yet, become a monthly sustaining member. Just go to kboo.fm/give or simply text KBOO to 44-321. Thank you for listening in. Tonight we have Angela Kamuka from Zimbabwe. I also happen to be from Zimbabwe, so this is a common story, and we're also having a real conversation here. So Angela, we're just going to continue from where we left. You're talking about the village experience, how you used to wake up in the morning, work in the fields, listen to the parents, follow the orders, and be good to other people, right? Yes. That was the culture. Yes. Right, so before we took a break, I asked you, what lessons did you learn? Then you said resilience, then you learned obedience, then you learned kindness through the process. So let's fast forward that process to your coming to America story. How did you end up making a decision to come to America?
Okay, we made a decision to relocate, to come to America. Mm-hmm. During that time when we were actually assessing the situation in my country.
What year was that?
2000.
Okay.
Yes. So as that song actually said, Siawaoneka, that is the time we actually left Zimbabwe to come to Dallas, Texas.
Why Dallas?
Because I had friends here who would actually receive me. Because coming to a country that you didn't know anybody, mm-hmm. it would be very difficult for you to come and settle. So you actually have to come and somebody receives you, mm-hmm. and until you get on your feet.
Okay, so how did you make the decision to leave Zimbabwe to come to Dallas?
We made the decision to leave Zimbabwe because the economy was getting very bad, mm-hmm. during that time. Mm-hmm. We actually could assess by the time when you actually put gas in your car, the amount of money that you used to put gas mm-hmm. and what you were actually getting right now would actually be kept on shrinking. So mm-hmm. this is when we just said we have to make a move, and we had the opportunity to come over to Dallas.
Okay, so what else was happening in Zimbabwe at that time when you left?
Well, there was some political upheaval, and for our safety, we had to actually leave. And we just decided that we needed to reset a button in our lives mm-hmm. and come over to America for a better life.
Okay. So when you... Right. Can you tell me the experience now, like when you transitioned, like what were your early experiences in America? Like, how did you find this place to be like when you compared this to Zimbabwe? How did you feel? What were you thinking? And what were you observing as you landed in the USA?
Well, as you come to a new place, you actually run into some obstacles of fitting in.
Mm-hmm.
And also just like getting to know where you're going,
right?
Either by bus, because mm-hmm. by the time you come in, you don't even have a car. You mm-hmm. rely on other people to be taking you to wherever you want to go.
Yes.
You rely on other people to actually guide you
mm-hmm.
To do this and that. So those situations, especially coming from your own independence, it's a challenge because okay. at times it can actually make you... feel like I think I made a mistake.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So what were the most fascinating things you found about America when you landed here?
Well, it's a different environment altogether. Mm-hmm. It was so fascinating.
What ways?
In so many ways, just like if we were just like with my friends, I would just like, so who buys all these cars? When I actually passed through a dealership with so many cars, and I said, yeah. who buys these cars? It yeah. was something that was so fascinating because back home,
yeah. if
cars would be just like maybe there and there, but here it would be just like fields and fields of filled with cars.
Besides the big amounts of cars you were seeing in every station and everything, wherever you looked, what else really like struck you, like, okay, wow, this is a wow moment for you?
Wow moments were the road infrastructure, especially in Dallas, the tall uh-huh. buildings.
Mm-hmm.
Those were just like wow moments for me.
Right.
Those spaghetti roads and all that stuff.
All right. So when you compare that with the situation in Zimbabwe, what's your conclusion about the differences? What do you think about it?
Well, the difference is like comparison of first world and third world.
Mm-hmm.
So,
do you miss anything from home right now?
Yes.
What do you miss?
I miss Zimbabwean vegetables like nyeve.
Mm-hmm. What's nyeve, if you can explain to our audience?
Nyeve is a vegetable that widely grows in the fields mm-hmm. where we till and plant maize.
Mm-hmm.
So it's edible.
Right.
Also, mbora is like pumpkin leaves.
Mm-hmm.
So those are some of the foods that I really miss.
Okay. So have you ever found any substitutes for those kinds of vegetables that you miss?
Yes. There are certain times that we actually get them mm-hmm. here.
Mm-hmm.
If you speak to the store manager, you can actually explain to them exactly what you need. Just like, mm-hmm. do you mind if you can just order me some pumpkin leaves, please?
Yes.
Or squash leaves. Mm-hmm. And normally that's how we manage to get them.
Oh, okay, great. So besides the vegetables, do you miss any other kind of foods from home that you don't get here?
Yes, I miss fruits like majanje,
mm-hmm.
and I miss a lot of fruits like hacha.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the fruits that we were actually eating when we were growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And I also miss nzimbe, yeah. which is sugar cane.
Mm-hmm.
So those are some of the things I really, really miss.
Okay, great. So what did you also find fascinating? What have you learned so far in America? If you compare the culture in Zimbabwe and then you compare the culture in America, what are you learning?
Well, I'm learning that people stick to their culture.
Mm-hmm.
And it's some of those things that I really admire if people stick to their culture.
Mm-hmm.
Because culture is what makes who you are.
Right.
So I really admire, of course, the Americans because they don't treat their culture for anything.
Mm-hmm. Right. So what would you share with those back home right now? Given your experience for 24 years in America, what are you willing to share with them? What would you change in Zimbabwe?
Well, that's kind of like a difficult question, mm-hmm. but I'll try to answer it to the best of my ability.
Mm-hmm.
24 years being here
mm-hmm.
actually makes me feel like I have actually missed my family.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that I can actually tell people back home is stick to each other, because you wouldn't even be able to know when you'll be separated.
Mm-hmm.
So just loving one another and making sure that at least if we have gatherings, make use of building the family, because one day you might actually be ending up by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to encourage unity in families.
Okay, great. To the listeners, this was Angela Kamuka. She's from Zimbabwe. She's just sharing her experiences and it's as an immigrant from Zimbabwe. She got here in 2000, but she has a lot to share in terms of what she misses and how she finds this new place adaptable to her expectations and many other things that she's willing to share tonight. So before we delve deeper into this conversation, we just wanted to play another song from one of our best musicians as well. I keep on saying best musician, because Angela picked up some of the best top 10 musicians from Zimbabwe. So I'm just going to be saying best until we come to the end of the list. So the third best song from Zimbabwe right now is going to be from Thomas Mafumo. He lives in Eugene, Oregon right now. And this is a song called Nyoka Msango. I will explain a little bit more after this song. So please enjoy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Nyoka Msango by Thomas Mafumo, the Chimurenga Music King, who now lives in Eugene, Oregon. This song is about freedom. Imagine a wild beast like a snake in its own little space in the forest, in the bush, enjoying its freedom. Nobody asks where it's going or how and why, or why it's going wherever it decides to go. So that's the freedom, that's the feeling we had when we had our independence in 1980. We felt like wild creatures in their wild life, enjoying their space. No rules, nothing, just enjoying our free space. That's what he's singing about. So the long story and the short story of this long story is that we have to enjoy ourselves while we still have the time and the capacity to do so. So this is freedom. When we have the freedom, let's make the best out of it. Also, it's a short song saying we live once, so we need to enjoy every moment as if it was our last day. So it's a great song. I love it. And I keep on playing it because it reminds me of a lot of things that came with independence in 1980 in Zimbabwe. And as we enjoyed our freedom for the first time, having faced a lot of challenges before. For those just joining us, we have Angela Kamuka here from Zimbabwe. I'm from Zimbabwe too, like I said before. And I want to thank you, our audience, for joining us this evening and for supporting us. I just wanted also to remind you that KBOO is a volunteer-powered community platform. That means we are funded by you, the listener. And if you're enjoying this program, please show your support by making a contribution today, or better yet, become a monthly sustaining member. Just go to kboo.fm/give or simply text KBOO to these numbers, 44321. Right, to continue with our conversation with Angela Kamuka from Zimbabwe, we had spoken about the culture in Zimbabwe and how she transitioned to the USA. She landed in Dallas, Texas, and had a few friends there to welcome her. Then they held her hand, showed her the way, and she figured out how to survive in Dallas, Texas for the first time, having gone through culture shock and many other challenges that she may have gone through as a new person, as a newcomer in some foreign land. So here she is now, 24 years later. She's so confident. She has moved over from Texas to Dallas. Now she lives in, she has moved from Dallas, Texas to Portland, Oregon. Now she's a resident of Oregon. So I wanted to just make you share your experiences about the life conditions in Zimbabwe. What is Zimbabwe like? How do you describe Zimbabwe to our audience? They've never been to Zimbabwe. They don't know where it is. Can you just explain or describe or even brag about Zimbabwe all the way you want? Please, go ahead.
Okay. Zimbabwe is a beautiful country. And Zimbabwean people are very welcoming and very loving people. And right now, yes, I would actually encourage people to visit Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe is on the southern part of Africa and border with up north, there is Zambia, down south, there is South Africa, and on the other side, there is Malawi, Botswana, on the other side. So
don't forget Mozambique.
Mozambique, yes, on the other side. It's like sides. But so we are an interlocked country and once the breadbasket of Africa. And for me, I will still see it as a breadbasket of Africa because Zimbabwe is rich in so many things, from minerals to crops. And we have Victoria Falls, which is one of the seven wonders of the world, actually on the border of Zambia and Zimbabwe. And it's a tourist attraction.
So what's the river that's where the falls are located? What's the name of the river?
Zambezi River, mm-hmm. Yes. So still Zimbabwe, as I said, I still emphasize Zimbabwe has a rich culture. And Zimbabweans are very peaceful people and very respectful of other people, especially visitors coming from overseas.
So what do the people of Zimbabwe like to eat? What do they eat?
Okay, we eat what we call the national anthem, that is sadza and beef mixed with vegetables. When I say vegetables, I mean collard greens, and that is our soul food. And we also eat a lot of peanut butter, because most of our foods, we put peanut butter. We put peanut butter in porridge in the morning. We put peanut butter in mubora, as I was saying, the squash leaves, and we eat it with sadza. And sadza is our, that's our basic soul food. So
how do you make the sadza? What is it made of? What kind of components are found in the sadza, if you may educate our audience, please?
Sure. We make sadza with cornmeal. So it'll be just like cornmeal from porridge, the way you made like cream of wheat, if I may actually make it simpler for people to understand. Then we let it bubble boil, and then we continue to mix cornmeal until it is thick enough, compared to like mashed potatoes. Though mashed potatoes are kind of like too smooth, but sadza, we have a lot of roughage in sadza from cornmeal.
So besides the eating culture where people enjoy the sadza as their staple, what else do people like to do in their social life in Zimbabwe?
Oh, people in Zimbabwe, they like their social life. As I was growing up, I'm actually talking of what I saw. People in Zimbabwe have got their own culture. They actually brew beer, and they can actually have a gathering whereby they'll be sharing food and beer, and they can even slaughter a cow and barbecue meat. And it's just a way of their cultural tightness that they actually get together and share.
So how would you describe the culture of Zimbabwe to a new person, to a stranger? How would you describe it?
I would describe my culture as something which is very simple, because we really don't have too many rules, as I would actually compare with other cultures. Our culture is so simple. It is just cemented on respect. And I would actually say, if you are greeting somebody older than you, you don't call them by their first names. You actually say, like, if it was my teacher, my teacher's name was Mrs. Mashayamombe, I would always say Mrs. Mashayamombe. Up to now, I don't even know what was her first name. So our culture encourages respect.
And through that experience, what are the lessons you have learned, and what are the benefits? So if you were to take it from a beneficial point of view, what are the benefits of such a system or such a culture?
Such a culture, I would actually want to say, it's so compatible with so many other cultures, because you can fit in very well because of the way you carry yourself into other cultures. So my dad, this is why I'm just like saying Zimbabwean culture is kind of like a screwdriver that can actually be fitting into wherever. You can actually choose what you want to do with your culture when you actually mingle with other cultures.
Great. And what are you learning from the American culture? And even from the international community that you've interacted with in America, what are you learning?
Well, I've learned a lot of things in terms of fitting in, as I said, because some other cultures, they've got their own way of doing things. And for a Zimbabwean, I'm not bragging or anything. I do see Zimbabweans as people who actually fit in very well. They can actually minus certain things, add certain things, and balance off with other cultures. So I would want to think that other cultures, I respect them as well, but we are all different. This is why Africa is actually made of so many people, and the world is made up of so many cultures and so many ways of life. But at the end of the day, we are all human. We respect each other's cultures.
Great. That was Angela Kamuka from Zimbabwe sharing her experiences as an immigrant who came in here in the year 2000 from Zimbabwe to land in Dallas, Texas. Now she lives in Portland, Oregon. Before we continue this conversation, I also wanted to let you know that you're listening to KBOO Portland, Oregon, and the Cape on the Global Sales Show. Your host this evening is me, TK Capra. And I wanted to also to remind you that KBOO is a volunteer-powered community platform. That means we are funded by you, the listener. If you are listening and enjoying this program, please show your support by making a contribution today, or better yet, become a monthly sustaining member. Just go to kboo.fm/give or simply text KBOO to 44321. As we continue this conversation, we're jumping on to the next song. The song is called Ndivumba Mireyo. That means, can you take care of us? That means the ancestors, can you take care of us? Those who have gone before us in our tribal lines. A song sung by a man named Marshall Munumumwe. Like I said before, we keep on saying the best. So this is the number 4 best musician from Zimbabwe with his song Ndivumba Mireyo, Marshall Munumumwe. Please enjoy.
Jimuno na zodi.
Oh, that was Marshall Munumume with his song Divamba Mirewa. That means, may all the tribal lines, the ancestors, and everybody else who went before us, our departed forefathers, can you please take care of us wherever we go? Just take care of us. Show us the way, show us the light. That was his song. He used to be very popular in Zimbabwe in the 80s, 90s. He was a hit maker. Very great musician. We miss him so much. For those just joining us, we have Angela Kamuka from Zimbabwe. She's sharing experiences, culture, background, and many other things that she brings to America. So before we go any further, I just wanted to ask you, Angela, what are you bringing to America?
I'm bringing a rich culture.
Mm-hmm. In what ways?
In the ways that when people look at Zimbabweans, we actually respected,
mm-hmm.
and we actually are identified by our culture.
Right.
Our culture is not just the food that we eat. It is even the way that we speak to others, the way that we perceive, the way that we dress, the way that we raise our children, the way that we interact with others, be it at work, at mm-hmm. church, in school. And what I'm actually bringing to Zimbabwe is good vibes.
Great. And what lessons have you learned in America as an immigrant?
Lessons that I've learned is, as an immigrant, you have to work hard.
Mm-hmm.
You have to stop sweating the small stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be focused.
Right.
And you have to mind your own business.
Great. And what lessons would you give to those back home who are maybe listening today and they're like, oh, Angela is in America. Let's listen to you. What's your message to those back home right now?
Message to people back home is, America, when you're an immigrant, it doesn't really look with the lenses that you see from home. We mm-hmm. toil, we work hard to be able to have whatever we have,
mm-hmm.
and we have to stomach in a lot of things in terms of who we are,
mm-hmm.
to be able to fit in the community that is not ours.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't come easy.
Right. So what steps have you taken to be adaptable to America?
I have made sure that I stay true to myself.
Great.
And respect other people.
Mm-hmm.
And work hard.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Angela, for your experience, for sharing all these wonderful and amazing experiences with our audience. Thank you for representing Zimbabwe. As a fellow Zimbabwean, I'm proud of what you said and what you shared today. So as we head off, I just want to thank you, our audience, for listening to our Global Sale Show. Again, my name is TK Kapura. I'm your host every first Wednesday of the month. I'm on 90.7 FM. KBOO radio station. Before I leave, I just want to leave you listening to Oliver Mtuku. They also called him Tuku, with his song Kamburumbunde. It's just a song about people to be themselves when they do things. That's the message of this song that we're going to play for you as we head out. Thank you for listening in, and until we meet again, Sara Ishakanaka, thank you. Adios. Nice to be with you in our radio show, and we are thankful you listened and supported to us. So here's a song by Oliver Mtukudzi as we say goodbye. It's called Kamburumbunde. Oliver Mtukudzi from Zimbabwe. Thank you for listening. Bye.
kwakunge kupusa nenjere dzese dzie dzakunge ufusa
Never listen to Life During Wartime because they just play really obnoxious DIY punk from local bands and international acts. Sometimes they have bands play live, and it's all with the yelling.